Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. If you're watching on Monumental Sports Network right now, you see our in-studio guest, Frank Caliendo, performing at DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. Go to dcimprov.com for all of your ticket information. Welcome, Frank. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here, guys. That's all I got.
Are your eyes getting bad? You pulled out the glasses. I was just talking to Valdez. He's got bad eyes.
I can't see anything. We were talking about
it happens age. Like overnight.
Yeah, when I noticed it was COVID. Because yeah. I was looking at the little screen on my phone all the time.
Pushing it further away.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. And now it's way worse. That's the one thing. We're talking about doctors and stuff like that. I don't do is get my eyes checked because I just know they're going to be horrific.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't wear them with headphones. Hey, guys. What's going on? You guys having fun?
So those just readers?
Time to get into the stream, guys, because this looks really, really cool.
Are those just readers?
Yeah, these are readers.
Readers.
So my brother-in-law just bought me readers, and
I probably got them at like Costco.
These are like high level. These are Cartier or something. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I was getting the ones at Walgreens and losing them. I buy like 50 of them and leave them all around the house.
Yeah.
Because I lose them constantly, so I just open up a drawer. I have one already planted.
Sure.
So it's that type of thing. But yeah, I can't see. And I used to pride myself on my vision. That was like a superpower.
Yeah.
People would have me read signs from miles away.
Yeah.
And now I can't even see my phone. It's just, I had that big font on the phone a lot of time. I just brought it down in the last couple of days because people were making fun of me too much.
Yeah. Valdez will do that. If he sees big font on your phone, he will goof on
you. I'm right there behind you. Frank, I can't see so much. I had to switch to a yellow golf ball. I couldn't see one. That's embarrassing.
That is pretty pathetic. It's not good when your phone separates single syllable words into multiple lines. It only has four letters. It's an eye chart now.
Hey, not to dive just right into impressions, I was thinking of you. I watched Celtic City on HBO Max. It's a Bill Simmons documentary about the Celtics.
Go figure, Bill Simmons do something.
That's weirdly all random.
It got me thinking, because you used to do Bill Walton.
Yeah.
And
I did games with him.
Oh, you did?
A couple of games with him. Yeah, Dave Pash, his partner, lives down not down the street, maybe 10 miles from me in Phoenix. So I became great friends with Dave Pash, actually. But I did two games. I did the Arizona State game. I'm trying to think of who they played. If you pull it up, Frank Caliendo, Bill Walton on ESPN.
So you're just there to like goofing? You're not doing it like seriously? You're just goofing
around? No, I went in and sat there with him, and we did, I'm just sitting there. How great is this? Enjoying the game. What is going on here? Throw it down, big man. Has there ever been a player at this level before? This is Detlef Schrempfian. I can't believe it. To the point where it was so
great. Did he like it?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. I've been friends with Bill for a long time, or was friends with him for a long time.
Yeah.
To the point where, in that game, where Dave Pash goes, this is the first time Bill has actually been the one talking about basketball during the game. The actual Bill Walton kept bringing it back to the game.
Right.
But they had me come back to the game. Like, it comes in. They round the saguaro cactus, and I'm like, as we're here in the great state of Arizona, ready the saguaro cacti, ready for us to go. And, like, there are points where you can kind of hear, like, you almost can't tell it's him or me.
Right. That was Oregon ASU back in 2020.
Yeah.
And I guess you also did one with him, Colorado, Arizona.
Yeah, there was a...
So who invites you? Pash invited you?
Pash, I talked to Pash, and then we go to ESPN, and Bill was all in on it. Bill had been coming to shows since... I did a show in San Diego for, like, the, you know, Commerce or something, you know, something in the city. I don't know.
Department of Commerce.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that, but it was, you know, like a, you know, like a city thing for businesses, that type of thing.
Lucrative private gig, I'm assuming.
It was an okay kind of private gig, but it was more, it was a little more open, maybe a charity type of thing.
Okay.
So it wasn't as lucrative.
Okay.
Do you have to discount charity gigs?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I usually don't do any bar. If they come with a price, I kind of just go, whether I want to do it or not, or can do it. I don't really try to bring it up. Sometimes the agents don't know. Like, that doesn't feel right. Let's see. Either I take it or I don't.
What's the most you've ever hammered somebody before?
In a corporate gig?
Yeah.
Now we're getting into your pocket.
No, honestly.
That's usually my move.
I'll tell you what. I filled in for people. that were way more famous than me, over $100,000.
For what do you got to do? 45 minutes or something?
Yeah, and then there's, you know, meet and greets and pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, I filled in for guys like Leno and stuff like that. Remember when Leno burned his face?
Yeah, I was
the guy who filled in for him in Vegas
that night.
That's
so right. 100K.
Yeah, yeah. Boom. Somewhere around there. I don't even think he gets that like in a plane. They'll tell me how much. I'll be, how much? It's today?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right. I'll figure out a way. And there were no flights. And I'm like, I can't get there. And I couldn't. There wasn't enough time to drive. They're like, we'll try and find a plane. They got me a plane one way to it. And then I had to find my way home.
That's fine.
Which I figured out ways.
I had plenty of ways.
But they had
do you do a Leno?
Yeah, of course I do. I've run with them a few times. The problem is that it's pretty much the same as Mike Tyson or Beaker from the Muppet Show. So this, let me get back to that corporate event in San Diego. So I'm like, they're like, with the sports impressions are going to go over the best. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. And Bill Walton's from San Diego there. Well, he's here and I don't know. He's got, his back is bad. And I'm like, well, we'll see. I'm nice about this stuff. And they're all worried about it. I start doing, I remember being at Berkeley, blotches of beard not connecting in my face. I could smell colors.
Yeah.
I could feel sounds. So I'm doing that. And people are like, I can see the people on the side worried about it.
Nervous.
They're with a towel in the back, stands up, 6'7" Bill Walton. Hilarious. Unbelievable. I have never been in the presence of anything better. Right. This is what comedy is all about. So he would bring people to shows after that sometime. Bill Walton. You notice when Bill Walton passed away, almost nobody talked about his basketball career. Like, it wasn't about basketball.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It was all about who he helped and the people he was around.
People loved him.
Oh,
right?
I mean, he was the nicest guy in the world. But if you emailed him anything, 3 pages of nothing, I love you, BW. I mean, it was always, I mean,
he would respond.
As I sit here under this eucalyptus tree. Like, he literally would just send crazy things. And Pash sent me these pictures. So Dave worked with him for, I don't know, 10, 20 years, whatever it was. Dave sent me pictures. I haven't seen him yet, but Bill would have a collage or something commissioned every year of him and Dave. And it would usually be a picture of Dave in hell and Bill in heaven type of thing.
It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious. Because he'd call Dave. He'd go, I'm solar and you're cold. You're old. I am the future of everything. So he sent me these pictures. I'm going to go see him at his house. But Bill Walton's widow sent the paintings and pictures that he had commissioned to Dave. So Dave has all of those. And they're going to go take a look at them.
Who has hated your
Jim Rome. Not one to love it.
Still, to this day, I mean,
don't know. Haven't seen him in a long time. But great is that? I would walk past him at Radio Row at the Super Bowl and not get eye contact.
Really?
Not cool.
All right, so hold on. How did you know? Did you ever have interaction? Like, where he said,
I walked by him once and he turned. Like, it was one of those.
Oh, he turned away from you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not great.
How can
you
not love it?
I mean, I don't know. I love the guy. I always thought he was the greatest. Yeah. I mean, there are bits where, you know, when he went to CBS and I was like, you know, doing him on, different shows like To Catch a Predator. Like, is that the type of thing he's going to do? How are those cookies? Enjoying those cookies? Well, guess what? You're going to be enjoying something a lot less than cookies after this. What is up with you getting online and talking to a young girl? Not cool. So he was one. Berman was skeptical.
Oh, really?
I've seen some of the things you do with with Gruden. You're doing a Gruden. You're going to do the Gruden and makeup. What are you going to do with the hair? And I go, be careful about some of that. So, I guess I could understand that, but you're not doing, are you doing me? Are you doing?
I remember walking out. Stephen A. Smith had a show. So he was at that. He was at ESPN. Then he went to Fox for a while. Do you remember that years ago?
I don't remember going to Fox. I remember his show, Quite Frankly.
Quite Frankly. And then so that show didn't do very well. And then he went over to Fox, and I was going to shoot, one of my Fox bits. And he came out of the elevator. He's like, Mr. Caliendo, of all the impressions and impersonations you do me a favor. Don't ever ever do me. And he was half kidding, you know? He loves it now, too, right, where he's one of those guys. Like, I saw a TikTok one time. It was actually after one of the Super Bowls, and I'd just seen him, so I think that's why he referenced me. They said, who does the best impression of you? And he said, Frank Caliendo. He definitely, you know, it was like right, that kind of a thing.
But home run.
I really think it was because he'd just seen me.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Jay Farrow, Jamie Foxx, two of the top ones. So I'm trying to think who else. Madden didn't like me.
Really?
Yeah, Madden didn't like me at all. I finally met him at that Super Bowl. I do it my act. I met him at the Super Bowl, made his grandkids laugh. He's like, I get it now. You know, it was that kind of thing.
Finally.
Yeah, he had a moment.
Yeah.
Where the Nick Cage casting for Madden?
I've seen the pictures. Here's the thing. Did I tell you about that? Did I not
you
talk
did.
To him?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You said they want you to be Cosell or something?
Yeah, they might be. This is how I can. No, I can't. I think it would be distracting in the movie if I'm in them, other than maybe a quick cameo. But I saw the pictures of him dressed up as Madden right, with the padding and stuff like mm-hmm, that. I'm 5'6". I never could have looked anything like that. Mm-hmm. I would have looked like Mini Madden. Mm-hmm. You know, right, throw me a freaking bone here, please. You know, right, like if there was a Mini Madden.
So that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe they were thinking it was just sort of like a cameo, like a nod to you.
Yeah, my agent tried to...
To sell you on that idea?
Tried to get me... Did I tell you the part about helping Nicolas Cage?
No.
They wanted me to, maybe I save that. So my agent called me and wanted me, he's like, they want you to talk to Nicolas Cage. They want you to work with Nicolas Cage, him and the director, on a Zoom. And I was like, no. Like, he was like, well, what do you mean no? I'm like, no, I want to go hang out with Nicolas Cage. If I'm going to give him the recipe for the Madden voice, yeah, and explain to him what I do, I want to hang out, I want to ride sidecar to the Ghost Rider, right?
Hold on, you can do that?
I could help him, yeah.
With a talented person, you can
I could do
say,
it with somebody untalented.
You can?
Yeah. You want to try?
No.
It's too easy.
I'm so untalented, I know I couldn't do it.
No, I know you could, because it's stuff with your throat. But first of all, Nicolas Cage is here. He's up in here, in there. So I know where that starts. I know where his voice starts.
Teach cakes.
Okay.
Madden?
Putting you on the spot.
Well, just the kind of voice we can get to it. So
right,
you have
I'll try to follow your lead. I'll do what I can.
So the first thing you have to do is try and find move your voice around. Okay. Mm-hmm. So have I done the Kermit the Frog thing for you guys?
I think you have before.
I'll do a quick thing. So Kermit the Frog. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, and Fozzie Bear is waka waka waka. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Yeah. So go like this. Okay, so you can get that kind of a voice, right? Kermit, hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
So you've got two. So you were already doing two impressions.
Okay.
And so now we're going to take the Fozzie Bear, waka, 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 and you're going to move it up a little bit in your throat.
Okay.
So like right, you're... Like,
waka, waka, I want, I want.
Okay, you're getting there. Watch what I do. You were going high.
Your voice is cracking.
But you were going high. It's in there. Hey folks!
Hey folks!
Okay, that's where it starts. He's already starting.
Hey folks!
So you gotta get that. So now you're adding things to it.
Hey folks!
Let me do one. Let me do one that was actually pretty good. I mean, it's not nobody's gonna go, that is John Madden, but they kind of know.
I know.
But that took me 10 years to do too.
He struggled. Who are the ones you've struggled with? Like you tried to do a Shanny.
Can
you
do a Shanahan back in the day?
Yeah, it's hard for more when people are more regional or local because it takes so much time to work.
Shanny was a tough. He was.
What about Gruden?
I've never really tried. Gruden.
Well, let's go something that's I know how to even start with. Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
So get as quiet as you can, and you just say, yes. You can. You got it, and you have to go quieter. Yes, and get as deep as you can.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So now. Now this is we're doing like 3 years worth of stuff.
Okay.
So you go
advanced training.
So you should have a Caliendo University.
Yeah. I do some of these like on TikTok and Instagram, and people work on it. But it's more entertainment than actual teaching. But you get it. So you start doing that. Now you start to play with a little bit. And then you get another phrase. So you go yes. You do that for 2 months. Then you get to fact.
2 months cakes.
Fact of the matter is
so like August. I'll be going, yes.
You will. I mean, he climbed through 500 yards of the fifth year slap. I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to. But that, I mean, there's a lot there. Yeah. But you go, yes, and then you try, fact of the matter is.
Just start doing it at the poker table. You're at the poker table for hours upon hours.
I'll get locked up. up. They're a complete raving psychopath.
That's what I used to do when I worked at indoor baseball softball place. Yeah. My brother used to throw batting practice to Craig Council at this place.
Oh, really?
In Wisconsin. I just used to walk around as Robin Williams going, oh my God, who knew? Do you need tokens? $5 You just made one free token. Who knew? Come on, play along. Help me. Okay. You know, I just
was
do
he
that
so embarrassed by you? Because
how old were you at the time?
I was 17, 18 years old, just doing it in high school. I remember talking to Craig Council, and he's like, Are you joking right now or not? Like a very serious guy. Right, right. Yeah. Like Craig would just stare at me and be like, I don't get it.
Not my kind of guy. All right, Frank, you're going to hang out for another segment. Yeah. It's Frank Caliendo. He's at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. DCImprov.com for all of your ticket information. Be sure to go snap some up if there are any left. Frank Caliendo will join us for the next segment here on The Fan.